Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
All right, I'm doing another listener-submitted question today we're going to be talking about. This one comes from Dan Smith. Again, we're outside. Enjoying a beautiful day. New coffee sponsor today, not really a sponsor, but fresh cup of coffee. And again, this is going to be recorded as a podcast and a video. So if you're listening as a podcast and you want to check out this video, you can head on over to autodetailingpodcast.com/YouTube. That's going to, I do a whole host of additional content over on my YouTube channel. That usually never gets played as a podcast. If we're getting some background noise, it's because it's kind of windy today. And if you're watching this, on my YouTube channel, and you're interested, or before maybe you comment or answer something and you have a question, I have over 270 episodes of an audio-only podcast with a ton of listeners. So I invite you who are watching the video to hop on over to autodetailingpodcast.com or the iTunes podcast app and check those out. But today's question just came across a couple hours ago, and I thought I'd sit out in the backyard and record a video for you guys and a podcast as an in-betweener. That's for my podcast audio or my podcast listeners. This is going to be an in-betweener for them. And it comes from Dan Smith, Vail, Colorado. What's up, Dan? Longtime listener, friend, subscriber. So Dan, good to see you. But he asks a very great question that I think a lot of you guys struggle with, honestly, as detailers, as we have this kind of OCD mentality, most of us at least as detailers, which is pretty much why we got into detailing. We detail more than just cars. We detail our clothes. We detail our hair. We detail our facial beards. We detail our houses. Anyway. I won't go into that too much. And yes, this time I decided to take some notes and jot some thoughts down, because as with the audio format, and my video people are starting to catch on to it, I don't enjoy editing. I don't like editing. And I feel like in order for me to pump out as much content as possible, editing gets in the way. So maybe in the future I'm going to look at more editing, but not as of right now. Anyway, Dan Smith writes in and says, do you ever ignore a client's request and just follow your own detailing procedure to make the car look its best? Very, very, very good question, Dan. Thanks for writing in and asking it. And if you guys watching or listening have a question, just write in. I'll try to answer it. Again, and the idea between having an in-betweener episode, having a video episode, even though I did respond to Dan, instead of me just responding to Dan and getting his one question asked and him walking away and being like, cool, thanks for responding, I can do a podcast or a video and help many people out. I don't want to say my audience is huge, but I can help many more people than just one direct person. And so that's kind of the idea behind this. So the short answer, Dan, to this question, or to you listening or watching, is yes and no. Sometimes I do ignore the client's request and follow my own detailing procedures. And you added on something very important on the end, to make the car look its best. But here's what you got to be careful of, and the traps of this, the warnings, is that you can, especially when you're just starting out, you can spend 8 hours perfecting this person's car, you know, and they pay you $100, right? Because that's not what they wanted. So, or that's not what they requested. So the this is where experience comes in. This is where procedures and processes and efficiency. If you have listened to the podcast for any length of time, you know I'm a big advocate of efficiency and effectiveness. And so that's where my yes and no and maybe kind of comes in, because a lot of times the customers can have requests or want certain things done, and you're able to fulfill those requests in a very timely manner, giving them an even better result than they want. For example, customer wants their car waxed, right? Well, in their mind, they're thinking the traditional paste wax, right? But if you've been detailing for any length of time, you understand that a paste wax isn't very good for long-term protection, right? So, and it also, as a detailer, takes a long time to do. So maybe you opt and give that person, you apply a spray wax, for example. And so you give them a spray sealant. How about that? That's going to offer them a longer form of protection. It's probably going to have added gloss to the car. It's going to make the car maybe smoother, look a little bit better. But also for the detailer, hold on. Dog's chewing a bone right here in my ear, and I don't know if the camera's picking it up, and it's driving me nuts. So there it goes, and he's getting the bone and bringing it back and going to do the same thing. Anyway, so in that situation, Dan, where the customer may have requested a paste wax, you as the detailer, having experience and knowledge and all those things considered, know that you can offer them a superior product, a superior quality, making the car look its best, but also doing it in a quicker manner than a traditional paste wax. So that would be one example of where 10 times out of 10, I would for sure do that, okay? Another thing to think about is like a trap that I would worry about is if they're going to be selling the car. So if they're going to be selling the car, they may want to make it look its best, but you may not add the long-term protection. You may not add on the fabric protectant. You may not do those little extra things, because the extra things that are for more of a long-term benefit, because they're not going to be keeping the car. So a thing to consider, or a thing that I consider, I'll just speak from my personal experience instead of trying to, you know, shove a bunch of you should down your throat, is I factor in the time. How much time do I have on that given day? How much time have I allotted for that detail? And is there other areas of the car that I can skimp that don't need it as much as other areas of the car? For example, maybe the customer has requested that you shampoo all the mats on the inside, but when you get there and upon your inspection, you realize that, man, only really the front mat needs to be done. The other four or the other three need to be touched up, but not fully shampooed. So that's going to give me more time to clay the car, do a one-step polish, restore the trim, polish the rims, dress the fender wells, add a sealant instead of a wax, add a sealant onto the car wash. Maybe they wanted an interior detail with just a car wash, and you go, you know what? They don't need a full shampooing, so I'm going to add a clay and a wax, okay? And then later you can decide if you really want to tell the customer that you did that or not. That's kind of on you. Another factor that goes into it is the current condition of the car. And here's where earlier when I mentioned the traps that I see detailers get themselves into, comes in. If you are called to a car and it's completely thrashed, right? It really does need some lighter fluid and just to be burned. Okay, it's the worst possible car possible. Worst possible car possible. I'm not sure if that's a phrase. Still chewing on that bone over there. That's gonna drive me nuts. So you roll up to the car, it's completely destroyed, right? And the customer says, I want a wash and a hand wax with a light interior, the light interior being a wipe down and a vacuum. And this is where I think this question from Dan is really getting at and what he's really asking. Do you bring that car back to, you know, its former glory? Do you shampoo the mats when the customer didn't request that? Do you do a full interior detail when the customer only requested a wipe down and a vacuum? Do you do that? And to be honest, Dan, to waste 10 minutes of your time listening to this only to tell you, it depends. And that's why it's a yes and no. Because there's times where, yes, I will do that. And if you've listened to my other podcasts or you've watched my other videos, I talk a lot about doing free work and how free work can really boost your business. And people get hung up in not doing free work when they don't even have work at all. So that's what doesn't make sense to me is people that say, oh, you should never do free work. Well, doing free work and getting yourself out there is going to be 100 times better than you sitting inside your house doing no work playing Call of Duty. Okay, so that's where it depends, Dan. If, you know, I'm slow that day and I don't have much going on, and maybe this is the third time the customers used me, and, you know, I'm really trying to impress them because they have additional cars that I want, or to piggyback on one of my previous videos, they work at a corporation where I really want to get my foot in the door, or they're a doctor, attorney, lawyer, someone that probably has some extra income, that may be a person's car that you want to do a little extra on. And so depending on how much extra time I have for that specific appointment, or how much extra time I have that day, or what my schedule's looking like, if I've had a fresh cup of coffee or not, if it's close to lunchtime or not, and that's why I can't give you a definitive answer on this, Dan, is because it's very heavily dependent on you as the detailer, you as the business owner. Maybe you have employees working for you. That's another thing that I didn't jot down on my notes. Maybe you run the business, you have employees working for you, and they're $15 an hour employees, and you factor in, okay, if I have my two guys work an extra hour on this car, that's going to be two extra man hours. That's going to be $30 extra. You know what? I charge the customer $150. An extra $30 is going to eat into my profits. I'm willing to eat that to deliver a superior product and really win that customer over. I can guarantee you probably 8.5 times out of 10, when you go above and beyond or do the little extra, you're going to have a customer for life. So that's why I say do free work, because it's kind of clickbaity, free work, why you should do free work, why you shouldn't do free work. That's why a lot of people use that, because it's clickbait pretty much, but it's never free. See, you're doing it free right now in hopes that you get future money. And so I hope that you really choose to do that, Dan, that you really choose to do the free work. Sometimes you're going to have time to do it. Sometimes you're not. So, Dan, in relation to this question, hopefully that answered it for you. I know that was kind of a lot. But what I would strongly suggest not to do is don't spend a ton of extra time. Don't spend 6 extra hours working on a car if that's not what the customer has requested. You can always tell the customer no. You can always tell the customer, hey, next time when you come. And I think this will be heavily dependent for you on your experience as a detailer, how much time you have that day. But I would just strongly suggest that you don't spend a ton of extra time working on a car that the customer is not going to appreciate the work. That's another thing to think about, is that if you feel, and this is kind of a big feeling thing, which I'm real big on vibes and getting vibes from people and stuff like that, so you can't really describe how that happens. You just kind of got to feel out the situation, hone that in. I call it my spidey sense. That's a case-by-case scenario. So if you really do feel like the customer is going to appreciate the extra work and you want to put in the extra 6 hours on the car, put in the extra 6 hours on the car. Me personally, most likely, I'm not going to do that. That's just me. So Dan, I hope this answered your question. Sorry about the dog chewing the bone over here. Cheers with the coffee. I hope you guys will subscribe to the podcast. Check out my YouTube channel. If you're watching this on YouTube, check out my podcast. I hope you guys really enjoyed that one. Dan, I hope that better answered your question. And I'll catch you guys on the next in-betweener.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.